Hi, I'm Henry Reinga, president of Christian Leaders Institute, and with me is Dr. Ted Travis, who has been leading in the area of youth ministry, youth discipleship, creating movements for youth ministry in urban areas and other places throughout the world. And he has done a class at Christian Leaders Institute in this area. Now, how long have you been involved in youth ministry?
A long time. Okay. I think over 40 years.
Yes. Okay. Now, you've written books, you have blogs, you've done ministry in various places.
Yeah.
So, what is it that you feel is the most urgent issue in youth ministries today?
Well, I think that youth ministry is probably the most under-examined ministry in the realm of Christian mission. And I really believe that youth ministry, we need to infuse concepts of transformation into youth leadership development.
Okay.
Most youth leaders are trained to lead, but not necessarily to develop leaders.
Ooh.
And so this is the difference, that we can work in such a way that our young people actually become leaders. They discover who they are in Christ.
So what you do is you actually teach people to become young Christian leaders, not just people that are youth you're ministering to.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They become motivated. Years ago, it was Dr. John Perkins who posed the question to me that became a defining question.
Dr. John Perkins?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. John is a dear friend.
As of 2019, is he still living?
Yeah, I was just with him a few weeks ago.
Unbelievable. Being mentored by Dr. John Perkins early on.
Well, he asked what became a defining quest for my life. He said, "How do we build incentive in our youth?"
Right.
And back then I knew what he was talking about. How do you build internal motivation? Youth seemed so difficult to hear or to learn or to respond. He says, how do we build incentive?
Okay.
And that became a defining quest for me. And the end result was what I call transformational discipleship.
Okay.
So that approach and how you do it, you must become a transformational leader in order to bring about transformation in the lives of young people. And we've seen amazing things happen in youth ministry.
Now, this class that on youth discipleship, ministry, and movement is a class where you're going to explore these topics in detail.
Oh, yes, I am.
So explain some of the details that you're going to go into.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about mission, working with urban youth or youth in hard places is a part of God's kingdom movement.
Okay.
So youth leaders are strategically positioned to make a difference. We're going to talk about what are the challenges working with difficult youth in difficult places. That's the at-risk. The at-risk child is the person who is at risk. It's not about them. It's about the conditions that they're in. And we're going to talk about something another author has called Code of the Street.
Mm.
And very defining when you realize that that youth go through their adolescence asking the question, who am I?
Right.
But they're doing it under the pressure of the code of the street, where you're having, you shift from pursuing the question, who am I, to the question of how do I survive?
Okay.
We're going to talk about that before the code, before the problems, before the issues, before the brokenness. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Okay.
And that matters, that God has created each of us uniquely in His image. And that image is still there. And for young people, it's really like a simple equation. If God has created us in His image, and if He's created human development in such a way that at the adolescent stage of life, the great question is that of identity. Who am I? Why am I here? Then if you put those two together and ask, what is the purpose of youth ministry? What responsibility does the church have to youth at that time of life? And I believe it boils down to creating an environment in which youth can discover who they are in Christ. And it's one of the most powerful motivators there are. If you create that environment where that happens, you find youth who are very lethargic or not feeling very good about where they are at or where they're going, their future, all of a sudden they come alive because they begin to realize, this is who I am. This is why I am uniquely. I have these abilities and I can use them. You get them to think differently, and you also put them in an apprentice type of environment where they are learning while they are leading. So it is a little bit different from most most ministries. And I've just discovered that in the urban population, in the at-risk population, that if you can work with young people before they get totally involved in the gangs or drugs that have already made up their mind, that pre-adolescent and adolescent time, you actually will find leaders coming out of the urban community, which is exactly what we need all around the world.
So this class is going to not just be about getting a young person to become a believer in Jesus Christ, but it's helping the young person own their walk with God and then becoming a young Christian leader who is called by God to bring transformation to their personal life, their home, their communities, and get them young and send them and launch them forward.
Transformational discipleship is an approach to urban youth development centered on maximizing the adolescent leadership experience in ways that mold them for future service and motivate the future leaders or the children that they, the emerging leaders, influence.
Well, welcome to this class. You're going to enjoy this class. We have had Dr. Travis around this week. This stuff is transformative, it's impacting, and if you are called into youth ministry or just a pastor in general and want to know how to lead youth ministers within your own community, this class will be excellent for you. We are glad you're here, and may God bless you as you study transformational youth ministry.
Great. Thanks so much, Henry. I appreciate it. Thank you.